Last year's top story had to be Mary Willingham's forthcoming with information she believed to uncover further academic scandal outside of just the improprieties of African and Afro-American studies at UNC. Obviously, we're awaiting Kenneth Weinstein's report as he continues to investigate UNC and try to uncover everything that there is to uncover. But putting you on the spot here, first thing Tuesday morning, early this morning, what do you foresee as the top story of 2014-2015 as it stands right now?
Yeah, well, I don't want to give away all of our secrets.
Sure, of course.
But I think the stories that we'll definitely be paying attention to are kind of the tying up of those scandals. And I think we really are interested in pushing that story forward this year. We really want to know how the university will respond and actually change in response to these scandals that have kind of racked us for many, many years, at least in all the years that I've been here. So that's something that we've definitely been talking to the administration about and that my university desk team is really, really focused on this year.
I feel like the Rashad McCants comments kind of blew it up a little bit more than we were first expecting. And Mr. Weinstein was expecting to have the information released. He was hoping to before the school year got started. And now we've missed that mark. How much longer do you see this going before we hear from Mr. Weinstein? Do you have any kind of date in mind what you would expect?
Well, I checked in with him last week, and he said that he's still diligently working on the report and that he hopes to have something this fall. So no specific date that he could give me. But I think we're happy with his process. I think the more information that we can get, the better. We've had several reports done on the scandal before, and none of them have answered all the questions yet. And so if his can really get at the root of the problem, then that would be great for us and more information for our readers. And so that's what we're really interested in getting.
We're speaking with Daily Tar Heel Editor-in-Chief Jenny Serain. And who have you found are your top readers, and are Carolina students generally interested in the news of the university and the community and really the nation when you spread out and cover the national stories as well?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. I think our top readers are, I really do believe students care. I really do think that they want to know what's going on in their university, and I really think they also like that we give them stories about Chapel Hill and about the state legislature and the state goings-on, and I think they like that we put a kind of a UNC angle on it and tell them how it matters to them. But I also think we have a really great readership in UNC's faculty. I think they pick up the paper, and I see them reading it on the buses on the way to class in the morning. And it's always good to see that we can be a resource for not just students, but for the faculty and then the Chapel Hill community at large. So.
And in a DTH article, you talk about social media being a major part of your plan and your desires to continue with that. What have outlets like Twitter and Facebook done for print media?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think... As for us, targeting millennials especially, I think that's just how we introduce them to print. So my idea this year is that we have our bread and butter, our print paper, the thing that we spend all our nights working on and put all of our hard work into. And I think students can continue to find analysis and really great breaking news and really great enterprise and investigations there. But we can introduce them to that through Twitter and social media. And hopefully they'll find it through online and then turn to us in print for the analysis and great graphics and all of the great stuff that you can only find in print. So.
And last year there was a big shift in the DTH's website.
Yeah.
It looks very mobile now. I'm sure that was a big plan to kind of get that shift towards people who are more mobily inclined, I guess.
Yeah, we have spent years working on this website, so we were really hoping to roll it out with a bang, and I think students have really liked it so far. We reorganized it so that it's a little bit more intuitive for our readers versus intuitive for us, and so I think it's been a really great push, and yes, it's more mobile. That's how most students are actually accessing our website, so I think we really wanted to meet them where they were finding us.
So if you see a student looking down at its phone, that might be what it's looking at, you know, walking through the streets.
For sure.
You know, Rana, I was struck by something Jenny said a moment ago. She said she has never known a moment when she was on the UNC campus as a student when this scandal wasn't hanging over everybody's head.
Right.
You know, as someone who's been here a long, long time, that fits into a long stretch. But for you, I mean, that's been a part of your whole Carolina experience. I know you're hoping for better things this year.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we'd love to see the university really learn from this and talk about how it's going to grow. I know Chancellor Folt and her entire team have said that they are really hoping to get past this and really make the university better for this. So it would be great to see this. It's all I've known, so it would be really great to see some bright spots this year.
Now, of course, today marks the first day of classes at UNC. How has move-in weekend gone as we take a look at the student body? And has this year seemed different to you, either on a personal basis or from what you're seeing other students experiencing this year?
Yeah. Well, I haven't moved in yet. I've been in the office. But I know we have had a lot of our freshmen and our sophomores into the office to visit and see if they'd like to apply and join. And all of them seem really happy to be back on campus. I'm not sure that there's anything really different this year. I know a lot of our residence halls have gotten renovated in the last few years, so I missed the mark. But they seem really happy with how they're looking, and I know our Department of Housing is planning a lot more, or planning at least one new dorm, and so I think everybody's really looking forward to seeing that next year.
Speaking with the Daily Tar Heel Editor-in-Chief Jenny Sherain, what first got you interested in journalism, and specifically with the DTH?
What first got me interested in journalism? My mom, really. She was an executive at a hospital growing up, and she was so conscious of the local journalists that would cover her hospital. She said that she would go in. I've told this story a lot, but it's really what started it all. She would go in to board meetings and meetings with her colleagues, and she said that every time they wanted to make a decision, they would run the newspaper test. And if it couldn't be on the front page of the Charlotte Observer, then they couldn't do it. And so I always loved hearing that, and it seemed so powerful, and I was drawn to that power, I guess. And the Daily Tar Heel specifically, I think you can't come to Carolina and not know the Daily Tar Heel. And so that's why I wanted to do it. I just think the paper has a really great, it has its finger on the pulse of Carolina, and I think we do a really good job of finding out what students are talking about and getting that into our pages and getting students' faces into our pages and getting what they're interested in and what they should know about as well, things that they might not know are happening but that they need to know. I think the Daily Tar Heel is a really great place to be defiant and really show what students want to know and would like to say.
And you jumped in headfirst, it sounds like, DTH article also reported, starting the paper in your freshman year, starting with the paper then. Where do you want to go after graduation? Where can you see yourself after graduation?
I'm a business journalism major, so hopefully I'll get to go somewhere where I can dabble in covering business. I've been at Bloomberg News my past two summers, and it's been just this incredible experience. So I definitely think I'm interested in covering business, whether on a local or national level, wherever I can find a job, really. I think that's kind of the direction I see myself taking.
Well, you still got a full year, I'm sure, of lots of things that are going to be going on in and around Chapel Hill and UNC specifically. And we look forward to talking to you throughout the year to see what the DTH is doing and how you're covering things. Hope we can talk to you through the busy times that I'm sure this year will present. But thank you for joining us on the first day of classes and early this morning. But it's been great to talk to you, and I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot from you this year.
Of course, yeah. Thanks for having me.
Jenny, before you go, I just want to say that I went downtown yesterday to Sutton's and had lunch there. And if the kind of, I had forgotten that it was the first regular business day where all the students were back and everything else. And if the kind of the energy and everything else that I experienced when I was down there for a brief time is any indication of the student body this year, and particularly those freshmen coming in who some look kind of lost, and, but a lot were really excited to be there, then this is going to be a heck of a year.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think we've got the best group of students yet to cover and to engage with, so I'm excited. It's going to be great.